So the Buncombe County commissioners meet at 4:30 for the new commissioners to be sworn in. Now, the interesting thing here is not all of the new commissioners will be sworn in. There are two races that are unusual this year. Mike Fryer's race is involved in a recount. He is the incumbent, and he is likely to win that race. His margin of victory right now is over 300 votes in a race that, you know, has 20-something thousand. So a recount is not likely to unseat him, but it looks like from everything we've received so far, they're not planning to swear him in. There will also be an empty seat this evening, and that is because the Democrats need to appoint someone to fill that seat. Brownie Newman, who held it, has been sort of sucked up the chain of command to serve as chair. He was elected in a countywide election to serve as chair, and so they need someone to replace him.
The person who will replace him will get chosen after that meeting, after the county board meeting. So talk about who are the candidates to replace him and what have they been discussing and who sort of has the edge.
After this meeting, we're all going to do a mad dash over to Democratic Party headquarters to see who they will choose. And so right now there are four people who are contending for that spot. More could come forward. So the way this process works is they will be nominated formally in this meeting, and then the executive committee, members of that committee who live in central Buncombe, will vote. So someone new could emerge tonight. But right now, we are looking at people that we all know very well. So we have city council member Keith Young. We have former mayor of Asheville, Terry Bellamy. Al Whitesides, who is a longtime professional in Asheville, banker, civil rights activist, and native, so grew up here, has friends all over town. And then we also have Jacqueline Hallam, who works in health education at MAHEC. You know, everyone is very well known. They're friends. A lot of them have worked together in previous capacities. And that makes for a really unusual competition, which is what this is.
Experience seems to be something they're discussing quite a bit, but what are some of the other, I guess, issues or topics that they're bringing up to further boost their candidacies?
You have Keith Young, who has taken a very offensive strategy towards the way he presents his age and experience. He's 36, he's the youngest person contending, and he's been trying very hard to paint that as a strength, to paint his youth as energy and decisiveness and a fresh face for the Democratic Party, which nationally is something that they seem to be seeking right now. That maybe is causing some friction in the Democratic Party, because the people who he's contrasting himself with are all people who we know quite well and whose experience, I think, for the most part, the Democratic Party values. So people who have worked in posts that have gotten a lot of attention and that are very well known. And so that approach might work better if he were running against a Republican who was older and more experienced. But in terms of contrasting himself with people who have been around a long time and have a long list of accomplishments, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out within the party. During a discussion of environmental topics, none of the four candidates seem to have super strong ideas there. But in affordable housing, there are some real strong players. Terry Bellamy presented some creative solutions towards solving the affordable housing problem in Buncombe County, looking at how churches could maybe get involved and use some of the land that they own to create new housing. Keith Young also had some interesting ideas about how public land could come into play to make that housing cheaper to build. The candidates are also quite strong in education, particularly Al Whitesides and Jacqueline Hallam. They both have a background in education. They've both been on the school board. Al Whitesides expressed a desire to look at non-traditional approaches to education and put forth some incentives to get people into technical school to take up trades, which, interestingly enough, he will find a friend in Joe Belcher, who is a Republican on the commission, who has suggested a lot of the same things. So there could be a strong partnership there. And then Jacqueline Hallam has floated education as a solution to all sorts of things. So how can we put navigators in place to help people understand the healthcare system? How can we educate people about budgeting and utilities as a solution to keeping people in affordable housing and preventing homelessness? You know, this is her profession. This is what she does for a living. And she's floated a lot of really interesting solutions about how to get people the information they need to thrive in Buncombe County, which I think is a very different approach to the issues than some of what we've seen out there already.
Is there any sense any one of these four has an edge?
You know, Keith Young has certainly created the most fireworks, for better or for worse. He was the first in this race. He has definitely been the most aggressive in pursuing this position. That's not a word I really like to use all that much, but I think it applies here. Terry Bellamy has a lot of experience and a lot of name recognition, but also has kind of a controversial history. She has taken some positions on things like benefits for same-sex partners in city government that may come back to haunt her now. And then Jacqueline Hallam, you know, is someone who we haven't seen as often publicly, but who I think has a very professional edge on some of the issues. So it will come down to what kind of personality I think the executive committee wants to see on the board, and whether they think it would be in their best interest to have someone who's going to kind of punch from passion or punch from professional experience or punch from political experience. And so it'll be interesting. It'll tell us a lot about the party's values to see who they choose.
So once all the commissioners are picked and sworn in, which is the little process is still going on, what will be the issues they're going to be acting on first once the board is totally set for the upcoming term?
Brownie Newman has talked about setting up a sustainability office as one of his first measures as chair. Jasmine Beach Ferrara is coming out pretty strong with ideas about how to help children in Buncombe County. The poverty statistics for children in Buncombe County are pretty astounding. They're up above 20%, 25%. And so she is really interested in creating policy to help children provide childcare in schools, pre-K. So environment and child policy are things that I think we'll see coming out of the gate pretty early on.
Emily Patrick, reporter for the Citizen Times there, Buncombe County Government Watchdog. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.